five contenders for the Democratic presidential nomination in the United States have been holding their first debate ahead of next year's race for the White House. The front-runner, Hillary Clinton, and the independent Senator, Bernie Sanders, were involved in heated exchanges over U.S. policy on Syria, gun laws, and the economy. Also taking part in the debate were two former state governors and a former senator. Political analyst Mark Plotkin gave us his impression of how the main candidates are doing.
I think Hillary Clinton is holding her own. She is the front runner. She seemed poised. She seemed fresh. She didn't seem as old as she really is. And nobody has really dented in her armor. Bernie Sanders is going to do well politically. That is, in the two primaries that come first, the caucus in Iowa, the two contests, and in New Hampshire.
The Israeli government has given police the power to seal off parts of East Jerusalem in response to a surge in attacks by Palestinians in recent days. It said the authorities could also demolish the homes of Palestinians who attacked Israelis and take away their right to live in Jerusalem. Jessica McCallum has the details.
Israel's Security Cabinet approved the new measures at a late-night meeting after three Israelis were killed in Jerusalem on Tuesday. These were the latest in a series of attacks that have taken place in the city and elsewhere in Israel in recent weeks. The upsurge in violence follows increased tensions over visits to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to the region in the next few days to try and calm the situation. Israel's cabinet will meet to consider further measures on Wednesday afternoon.
The chairman of the Dutch Safety Board, Chibi Yastra, has told reporters he believes the missile which brought down Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in eastern Ukraine was fired from an area controlled by Russian-backed rebels. Mr. Yastra said the borders of the area were fluctuating at the time, but pro-Russian rebels were in charge. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has come under renewed fire from her own party for her welcoming policy towards migrants and refugees. The party has proposed setting up transit camps at the border to hold migrants while asylum applications are processed. From Berlin, Jenny Hill.
Already this year, more than 500,000 people have sought asylum in Germany. It's estimated that nearly 40% of the migrants come from the Balkans and have little prospect of being granted asylum here. Mrs. Merkel's Conservative Party plans to create transit camps where asylum seekers could be held for a few days and then deported. Those behind the proposals insist they're permissible under EU law. But Mrs. Merkel faces strong resistance from her coalition partners. Social Democrat MPs have described the plans as impractical and inhuman.
BBC News. The Pentagon has said it's time for American-trained forces in Iraq to retake the city of Ramadi from Islamic State militants. A spokesman said 52 airstrikes against IS positions in the past 10 days had prepared the troops for a final push. A shop once dubbed the number one crime gun dealer in America has been ordered to pay nearly $6 million in compensation to two police officers severely wounded by a weapon illegally bought at the store. A jury in Milwaukee decided that Badger Guns should have realized that a man buying a firearm from them in 2009 intended to pass it on to the teenager at his side. The teenager went on to shoot the two officers when they stopped him riding his bike on the pavement. Three explosions have hit the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, killing a number of people. Unconfirmed reports blame suicide bombers. The city is frequently attacked by the Islamist insurgent group Boko Haram. The British Literary Award, the Man Booker Prize, has been won by the Jamaican author Marlon James for his novel A Brief History of Seven Killings. The book, which centres on a real-life attempt to kill the reggae singer Bob Marley, explores Jamaican politics and gang culture in the 1970s and 80s. Speaking after the announcement, Marlon James explained why he'd drawn inspiration from reggae music.
The reggae singers Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, were the first to recognize that the voice coming out of our mouths was a legitimate voice for fiction, a legitimate voice for poetry, that the sound of the market woman can speak poetry.
The acclaimed BBC journalist Sue Lloyd Roberts has died of cancer. She was 64. She reported on events around the world, including Myanmar, North Korea and Syria, and won awards for her work uncovering human rights abuses and political corruption. BBC News.